It is a busy weekend ahead. We have three cruise liners in on Saturday. Mornings and the afternoons will be clearer than the middle of the day. And then Sunday with the Saints against Tottenham, that will be busy again, particularly around lunchtime and at the end of the match around sort of mid-afternoon.
I know over the last week or so there have been some quite serious traffic delays in the city. What's been done to try and stop that happening again?
Well, we have about a fortnight ago we started putting on short-term closures of Saltmarsh Road to improve the Itchen traffic flow over the bridge, and that's had a significant benefit and improved things no end there. We've also managed to simplify the traffic management arrangements at Dockgate 4 and Platform Road, and we manually control those traffic lights during really busy times. And ABP and have increased the port security staff to improve the traffic flow through the gate and get people off the highway into the docks. And all those things have made a difference.
Obviously, you've got the, in particular, the roadworks at Platform Road, which I know have caused some issues. And if you've got a cruise ship, if Dockgate 4 is in use this weekend, is that going to be a problem?
Well, it does increase traffic at that particular location, but the lights will be manually controlled. ABP will have additional staff on to help traffic through the Dockgate itself. And we'll do everything we can to try and minimise the impact on motorists travelling through that area.
Is there a worry that the problems that there have been in the last couple of weeks might put people off coming in this weekend? Especially if it's the last weekend before Christmas, it could be a very big earner, as it were.
Well, we did the previous weekend, last weekend, was also, because it's the penultimate weekend before Christmas, tends actually to be a bit busier than this weekend. And we did have two ships at Dockgate 4 on Sunday, and the city survived and continued to operate without any major problems there. So it can be done. We anticipate it being busy but doable. It does a little bit impact on other factors such as how the motorway network is operating and what weather conditions there may be, but overall it is a busy place, and people need to bear with us when we're making these big investments to improve the highway network.
I guess that's it, you're trying to make the city better in the long run, and is that why we are having some of these problems at the moment?
Well, the work that's being carried out is purely to reduce congestion and improve traffic flow into the docks, and also to the Saltmarsh Road junction. The Saltmarsh junction is to improve safety at that particular junction, having been a number of serious incidents involving cyclists. So all this work will benefit the city long term. Just there's one or two things that we have to bear with us as we get the work done and get it done as quickly as we possibly can.
So rather than sort of discouraging people from using the city this weekend, is it a case of encouraging them to maybe plan a bit in advance?
There's lots of planning that can be done. There's information on the Southampton City Council website in terms of advising people what times will be busier and what times will be less busy. And we ask people to look at those and plan their journeys accordingly.
And obviously, if there are any unforeseen incidents on the road, such as traffic accidents and that kind of thing, I guess you have a team of people
we control
on duty.
Things. Yeah, we control things here from the City Watch control room. That monitors traffic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. And we make significant use of Twitter feeds and information through your radio stations such as yourselves to get a message to people about what the actual activities or what their situation is on the network. And we also have VMS signs, variable message signs, which we can use. And so all those methods of communicating with people we will use to get the message across and give people updated information on how the network is performing.